I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got a great show for you today. Yes, indeed. Number 465 in our series of cool technology videos. You say, Dr. Bill, you are patting yourself on the back. Actually, I'm not, because I couldn't reach my back very easily to pat myself on the back. What can I say? Anyway, we have cool stuff for you. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, which is hard to say, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. Well, you'll be glad to know that I have a button. I'm not talking about these buttons. I have those buttons. I've had those buttons before. Get my beard straightened out. No, I'm talking about a button on my Stream Deck. It is a button that allows me to put up the blog. The blog, of course, in question is drbill.tv. See, there it is, right there. drbill.tv, the website. And I encourage you to go to that website and check it out. Because that's where from I get the stories that we talk about. I don't know what to do with my hands. Anyway, it's a problem that I have. One of many problems, as you well know. But this week on the program, boy, I'm starting off rough, but it's okay. We have a lot of things to talk about. Many things to talk about. I have my Sony A5100 mirrorless DSLR. Nah, that's a lot to say. But I have it there. It's my camera. And I'm using it finally after all this time of not using it. Do I have? Yes, I do. Back here, I have a box. You say you're excited about a box. Yes, I am. This particular box. This box is my Camlink 4K box. Yes, but within this box was an Elgato Camlink 4K, which is not in the box at the moment because it's actually in use connecting my camera to my computer where I can use it on the show. And then I have this microphone here. Let me bring it up. You'll hear squeaking from the stand. But this microphone is actually, it's an older microphone. It's been around a long time, like I have. No, this microphone is a CAD U37 USB microphone. It is very sensitive, which is why when I move things, you hear it. Because it's so sensitive. But that's what makes it such a good microphone. It's a USB microphone. And I have found that even though I've had it for over 8 years, it's actually still a really good microphone to use. I've got a Rode NT microphone. I've had Shure microphones. I've had other Rode microphones. I've had the MXL microphone. I've had so many microphones. My wife is like, aren't you going through microphones? And now here I am using an 8-year-old microphone. But she loves me. So she's going to keep me. Even though I'm a handful. What can I say? Well, anyway, on the show, the reason I go over all this tech is because I know some of you like to keep up with what technology I'm using to do the show. And some of you don't care at all. So there's that. But I have lots of tech here in front of me. Stuff, lots of stuff. But there's something I want to share with you. and that is about the cam link. I have tried many times to use a cam link. I'll see if I get it where it's lit properly. I've tried many times to use an Elgato cam link before. I even borrowed the Game Master's cam link, and I couldn't even get it to work. And he got it to work, so I'm like, dude, what's the deal with this? So I knew it was me. It wasn't the cam link's fault. But I found the correct settings for the cam link, and it works. And I'm so excited. But anyway, let's get on with the show. I just wanted to share with you that you don't be deterred by your technology going squirrely. What it does, just beat on it. If you have to. No, that doesn't help. But it makes you feel better. Okay, anyway. Let's look at the blog that I mentioned. The aforementioned DrBill.TV blog. Which I think I put up on the screen. Let me check. Yes, I did. I put it up on the screen. I can't tell unless I have OBS activated where I can see it. I'll get rid of it now. I'm still learning my buttons. Deep fake. Have you ever heard of deep fake? Deep fake is technology that allows you to put, basically, make anybody's face appear on somebody else's face so that it looks like they're doing the shot. Did you get that? So there's a deep fake that I posted on the blog from YouTube where it looks like Robert Downey Jr. and Tom Holland are doing a scene from Back to the Future. It's pretty cool. You gotta check it out. And actually, Robert Downey Jr. said, "So when do we start shooting?" He thought, whoa, this is a good idea. And actually, I wouldn't be surprised if they eventually do a remake with Tom Holland and Robert Downey Jr. Wouldn't that be cool? Anyway, I like that idea. So, you never know. You heard it here first. Okay. Next item. This item is interesting. This guy has a DIY channel, do-it-yourself channel on YouTube. And he has a video here, transform a damaged laptop into an all-in-one desktop PC. And that sounds like it'd be a what? But he does, and it's a good job. And he makes it look primo. I mean, it's very cool. You gotta go watch this video. Now, I can't show it here, because if I show it here, then I'll get into all these attribution issues, and YouTube will jerk me off. It's like the old hook that they would use to pull people off screen. Except it would be electronic. So I can't do that. But go look at it. Now, the other thing is, I mentioned Manjaro Linux in my last netcast, I believe it was. And we talked about it having a Linux version of the week. Not every week, but some weeks. But Manjaro just came out with a new version, 19.0. It is called Kyrix. K-Y-R-I-X, Kyrix. And it is still really lean and works very fast. And I like the look and feel of Manjaro. And I like the XFCE interface. Very, very light, clean UI, user interface. And so I encourage you to check out Manjaro. Now, there's something else I wanted to mention, if I can find it. Why is it that when I do a show, I don't just go ahead and prepare in advance for everything I'm going to do on the show? I don't know. Oh, but I don't. And you get to see me just sit here and go, where is it at? It's here somewhere. Okay, that's not it. I found it. See, I have a Notepad +++. That's two pluses. Two of them. But I use it for more than just a text editor. I use it to kind of keep up with things, which you know I need to do. So, these are Linux must-have softwares for any build that I do. It dawned on me that I haven't told you the things that I like on my Linux builds. Okay? So, Office, LibreOffice. You've heard me say that before. That's not news. Image manipulation or image editor. The GIMP. You've heard me say that before. Editor, Notepad QQ. Now, that's like Notepad++ on Windows, but on Linux, it's Notepad QQ. Now, I know you can run Notepad++ for Windows under Wine, but Notepad QQ is native, okay? And it looks and feels exactly the same, so why not? Okay, screenshots. To do screenshot captures, I use Flameshot. Okay, Flameshot is a program that is available at flameshot.js.org. Okay, and that's great for doing a screen capture, screenshot kind of thing. All right, browser, I have installed. I usually most distros that I get include Firefox already. Usually I'll go ahead and install Chromium. But these days, I have taken to using Vivaldi or Brave. And they both are available for Linux. So I encourage you to check those out. I like Brave. The other computer curmudgeon friend of mine turned me on to Brave, and I really like it. For audio, VLC, of course. VLC for Linux. For video capture from sites, in other words, for YouTube videos, acquiring them, things of that nature, 4K video download. 4kvideodownload.com is where you can find that. They have a free version, they have a paid version. I have paid for it because I use it so much. For email, Thunderbird. Yes, good old venerable Thunderbird. For the Bible software of choice, I use eSword. You already know that I love eSword, but I use it under Wine on Linux, okay? For VPN, I use IPVanish, which, by the way, shameless plug here. If you're looking for a great VPN, go to drbill.tv/VPN in all caps, VPN. And you'll get a great deal on IPVanish. So I use IPVanish for Linux as well. For VNC usage, in other words, the client side of VNC, I use Remina, R-E-M-M-I-N-A. For MP3 tag editing, because I do a lot of audio production, I need to be able to do MP3 tags. I use EasyTag on Linux. I use MP3 tag on Windows, EasyTag on Linux. PC cleaner and monitor, I use Stacer. I showed you a little bit of Stacer in two shows ago, okay? So check that out, S-T-A-C-E-R, Stacer. All right, where am I at? Dropbox, I use Dropbox for Dropbox. Okay, video recorder, Cheese. I like that. I use Cheese, which is a webcam type software for Linux. Screen recorder, simple screen recorder because it's simple. And I like simple things. And then games, Frozen Bubble. I've told you about how much I like Frozen Bubble. It's very mindless to use, and I like that. And then WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get, HTML editor. I use Blue Griffin. Blue Griffin. G-R-I-F-F-O-N. Blue Griffin. The color blue and then Griffin. So those are the must-have softwares for Linux. And I wanted to share them with you. And I have. So that'll do it for this show. Hope you enjoyed it. Sorry it got a little long, but I had a lot of things to talk about. I'm going to go into a little more detail on the tweak that I made for the Camlink, because if other people have run into this issue that I did, you possibly will be thrilled to find out what the answer is. So I may do that maybe in the next show. We'll see. You'll just have to stay tuned. So until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.